just as we held the four subjects. They are so clear. Dhyana, yoga, dharana, seva. Four pillars of the spiritual life. The whole thing moves to another level when we come out of the anthill. There are these four subjects at ant level also. But when you step back, so first is you come to know of this dimension, just getting familiarized to this reality beyond. Everyone was so caught up in the ants and details about ant. Everyone is busy and you want to know what everyone else is doing. So you're coming out of this and just understanding that there is a sky and there is world of eagles and the father of eagles, and this dimension is alaukik, so different to the ant. At one time you thought ant world is the whole universe. Now you are realizing there is more than the ant hill. So that is jnana. When you engage in this dimension, that means you are there, you are part of the eagle's world and experiencing the company of eagles and experiencing the presence of God and relationship with God. It always has been. Now you are realizing, waking up to this, realizing your immortality and your eternal home. That is yoga. You are experiencing this dimension. It was right in front of your nose all this time. And it is not just familiarizing, but you are engaged in this world. But more you are experiencing this, you realize how everyone is nice. And you can afford to be nice, because you are beyond harm. Even if everyone has intention to harm, just being out of the anthill, you discover naturally this dimension is of happiness. You don't need cakes to be happy. Just coming in this dimension, you are happy, everyone is happy. Everyone is beyond harm. And everyone is lovely. And everyone belongs to you. They are like childlike and godlike beings, divine beings. So when we use this language, divine family, you know, that really is not just a jargon, but this is a divine family, auspicious and very dear, sikhilate, and forever no one changes their mind. This dynamics where there is foundation is happiness and love and respect and belonging and security. all other virtues come there. That is the true dharana. And you just paying attention to this truth, seeing this greatness of others. And even when you do come in the world of ants, you are seeing that they are from the sky, they are invisible angels associated with the ant drama. You are so clear of about this, that itself is service. That vision and attitude, your smriti, you being awake, you are clear, creating light, whether in the sky or whether you come on the earth. This is the silent pillars, alaukik pillars, and we have the option to be in this dimension for the rest of the day. There is no real reason ever to go into the smriti of the ants. Ant drama will go on, but our challenge is to take others, our invisible brothers, out of this delusion. And so we need to be in this. The eagle's world in a natural way. Option.